It's been 16 years since rare and endangered clouded leopards have been born at the National Zoo's Conservation and Research Center in Front Royal, Virginia. But it finally happened again this past March when a sleek and mysterious leopard named Zhao Chu gave birth to two male cubs. And the center recently allowed us to meet mom, dad, and the babies.
Hey, dudes. Male and the female have been put together already this morning.
This morning, like every morning, Ken Lang, the mammal supervisor here, greets Zhao Chu and her husband, Hannibal. Hannibal brushes up against the metal cage as Lang walks by. Zhao Chu, elegant and poised, lounges on a wooden branch inside. A combination of deforestation and hunting has left fewer than 10,000 clouded leopards in the wild. And for researchers, these leopards are among the most elusive and mysterious felines.
Why do we know so little about these animals?
Their habitat. They're coming from tropical rainforests, very mountainous areas in some cases.
Southern China and Thailand.
Yeah, all of Southeast Asia. And the few that have been caught and radio collared, they really haven't been able to find out much data. They can say, yes, the cat's someplace within 10 or 15 feet of us, but the jungle's so thick, they don't even see the cat again.
For years, Dr. Joe Gale Howard struggled to understand why it was nearly impossible to get adult clouded leopards to breed.
You can put these animals side by side in an enclosure where they can see each other every day. Sometimes it's very overt aggression. It's very obvious they're not going to get along. Sometimes it's not so obvious, and when we open the door and try to pair them, he would just go after her immediately and kill her. It's happened many times.
2 years ago, Howard oversaw a revolutionary experiment. She decided to introduce Hannibal and Zhao Chu to one another as cubs. They were just 6 months old at the time. The experiment was to find out whether raising them together from a young age might encourage them to mate. It worked, and just a few cages away from Zhao Chu and Hannibal's lair, we meet their children.
Oh, hello.
The two male cubs, each the size of a full-grown house cat, are still fuzzy like baby ducklings. It'll take a while before they wear the sleek, shiny coat of a grown-up leopard. For now, their interests are wrestling and gnawing on Ken Lang's leather boots. But cute as they are, these cubs are also vital to the species' survival. The trick for Joe Gale Howard was to find a compatible female cub somewhere in the world before it was too late.
The minute they were born, we knew we had to start looking for a mate.
The clock was ticking, essentially.
The clock started ticking.
How much time did you have?
Well, we knew we had about 6 months to figure this out. And we also knew there had been no births in North America in so many years. There weren't any cubs born.
You have 6 months because if you don't introduce them before
we knew
that,
we had the best chance of success of creating pairs, breeding pairs, if mm-hmm. if we mated this guy, say, up with a female when he was 6 months of age. You can do it older. You can do it even up to 12 months. And literally what happens is once they go through puberty and that's when they change and they get high testosterone and that's when they have the potential of killing a female. And that's probably why it works so well is when you introduce them to their future mate at a young age, they're just playmates. But then they grow up, they're compatible, they bond to each other, and then they eventually breed.
And just as luck would have it, another litter was born just a month ago at the Nashville Zoo. And among those babies is a female. Once she reaches 6 months of age, Nashville zoologists will send her to Front Royal, Virginia to meet the two boys born there. She'll have her choice to pick which one she likes better. And hopefully, within the next 2 years, another litter will arrive. We got to go inside the cage with the cubs and shoot some photos and video. If you'd like to see them or to learn more about the National Zoo's Conservation and Research Center, visit npr.org.